And 20. Take care of the minutes. "I shall never find time to learn this tiresome lesson," said Robert to Frank as they left school. "I can't be ready with it tomorrow." "You have 10 minutes now before dinner. Why not begin at once?" asked his brother.
10 minutes? That's nothing. Besides, I must have a run with Rover now," replied Robert, whistling to his dog.
After dinner, the two boys walked off to school again. Frank took out his book and began to learn.
"What a bookworm," said the other, laughing, and he looked out for bird's nest in the hedge till they got to the school.
"Come off to cricket," shouted a party of schoolfellows as they broke up from lessons. Robert bounded away with the rest. Frank promised to follow in a quarter of an hour and took a
Come off to cricket," shouted a party of schoolfellows as they broke up from lessons.
Robert bounded away with the rest. Frank promised to follow in a quarter of an hour and took out his book once more. This done, he played away with the rest and enjoyed the game heartily. The boys were tired that evening and went to bed early. But when they returned to school the next day, Frank knew his lesson perfectly, while Robert pleaded that he had not had time to learn it.
"How did you find time, Frank?" asked his master.
"I had 10 minutes before dinner yesterday, sir, a quarter of an hour going back to school, and as much before cricket. Then I looked over my lesson before I went to bed, and took 10 minutes before breakfast this morning to make it perfect."
"Which makes an hour's preparation," replied his master.
"Go to the bottom of the class, Robert, and learn that for those who take care of their minutes, the hours will take care of themselves."